Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Thank you for downloading Beer Nuts for free on iTunes or from ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate Beer Nuts 5 stars on iTunes and help to tell others about Beer Nuts by leaving a comment. Thank you for following Beer Nuts on Twitter at Beer Nuts Podcast and on Instagram at Beer Nuts Podcast. Please like the Beer Nuts Podcast on Facebook to like and share Beer Nuts. If you'd like to donate to Beer Nuts, you can click on the PayPal button at ChristopherMedia.net. If you use Amazon.com, please click and bookmark the Amazon link at ChristopherMedia.net. It will not cost you any extra money, and you will help to support Beer Nuts. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media uses HostGator to host all of the shows produced by Christopher Media Network. When you click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net and sign up for HostGator, you're helping to support Beer Nuts. TheBroBasket.com. Guys are tired of all those boring socks and ties. BroBasket is the answer to the age-old question, what do I get a guy? We know that choosing the perfect gift for a man is a difficult task, but not anymore. TheBroBasket.com is here to help. We all know men are hard to shop for, but what do guys actually like? Their favorite alcohol, that's what. It could be craft beer, wine, whiskey, scotch, or tequila. TheBroBasket.com will put it in a gift basket full of their favorite gear and goodies. You can customize your own BroBasket or choose from a variety of different BroBaskets, like the Ultimate Import Sampler, the Jack and Coke gift set, or the Junior Executive gift basket. Boozeless but still cool BroBaskets are also available. TheBroBasket.com gives you many shipping options to choose from, including rush delivery and Saturdays. 21 and over, please. State and local laws apply. Beer, wine, and liquor are not available for shipping in all states. You can help to support Christopher Media by clicking through the BroBasket.com banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Alcohol gift baskets. What men really want. Men used to be hard to shop for. TheBroBasket.com.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.
Welcome to Beer Nuts, a weekly excursion into the world of craft beer. Brought to you by MichiganBeerGuide.com. And now, here are the Beer Nuts.
Okay, everybody, welcome to another episode of Beer Nuts. I believe this is 62 or 63.
Wow, we're getting up there.
Yeah, getting up there. So, kind of got a skeleton crew tonight. Chris is incapacitated. I'm not sure even what coast he's on these days. SAK was going to join us, but he had to back out. So, but the good news is we have a brand new beer nut we'd like to introduce tonight. And he was also our MVL, Most Valuable Listener. So we've actually recruited one of our longtime listeners to join us. And so tonight is his swearing-in ceremony, so to speak. He's going to drink the chicken blood. So I'd like to welcome Greg to the show. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you, welcome aboard, being Greg. Here.
Thanks, Doug.
Always great to be here. Good. Yeah, always good to have another beer nut join us. And I met Greg, I don't know, several months ago when he was the winner of, was it a Heady Topper?
No, that would be, Zombie Dust.
It was the Zombie Dust. Yeah. So he responded with a on Twitter, and I met up with him and gave him a Zombie Dust and a... win this glass. He was a win this glass recipient, so he does have a Michigan Beer Guy official glass. So we're really happy to have you with us, and welcome.
Thank you. It's my favorite glass, too.
Awesome. So, and then we also have Doug out here with us.
Good evening, everyone.
So it's just the three of us. It's this episode was originally an idea of we were going to do a craft beer on a budget, and Dugout came up with the idea, hey, let's review the beers of Aldi. So, kind of like the women of Walmart, we're doing the beers of Aldi. These beers are very reasonably priced, but I think you're going to find they're surprisingly pretty decent. You know, there's a lot here that I've never tried. I think Dugout might have tried one or two of these.
Yeah, so I think I've had a couple of them, so...
But what's your opinion of so far, like going into the show tonight? So pretty much everything you've had is pretty decent?
I'm excited to do this. Two of them I've had and really enjoyed. I know you've had at least one of them. And we actually drank one of them when we were doing our anniversary episode with the sours. And it just happened to be in between. Everybody was surprised that the beer was from Aldi.
I remember that. And Greg, have you had any of these beers? Have you ever shopped at Aldi for beer before?
No, I can't say that I have. These are all brand new to me, and I'm very excited to try all of them that we have today. So,
well, it sounds good. So, let's all crack open a beer, guys. It's time. So, cheers, everybody. We're not pretentious beer snobs. We are just trying to open everyone's eyes to better beers. So, whether you're a Coors Light, Miller Light, Bud Light drinker, or a Chimay Grand Reserve fan. There's room at our table for you, so cheers, everybody. And we're going to start off with our beer quote of the week. And I'm going to deliver that right now. And it is, it's strange how 8 glasses of water a day seems impossible, but 8 beers is so damn easy. So true.
Very true.
So cheers, everybody. Let's dive right into the first beer. We're going to try the Pilsner. Who would like to introduce the Pilsner? Doug, would you like to go here?
Sure, I can go. This is one of the beers that I've had before. This I may not be saying this right, but it's called Wernesgrüner. It is a German Pilsner. Comes in a brown bottle, product of Germany, 11.2 ounces, and pours a beautiful color of gold. And I'll tell you what, that nose is a pure Pilsner German style hops. I mean, oh man, that just makes me thirsty smelling it. It's got a beautiful head on it. And here, just took a sip, and wow, that's classic German Pilsner. Almost kind of runs into a Czech style a little bit. Just a nice, crisp, clean finish to it. Just some nice earthy hops, but some bitterness to it as well. Not in the sense of craft beer bitterness that we think about when we think of IPAs, but just a beautifully balanced beer. I could drink a lot of these on a summer day, and I actually have. I really do enjoy this beer. This is something I would actually go and buy even if I weren't on the budget. And really, the price is right. I think this one was coming in at about maybe $4.99 or $5.99 a six-pack, if I'm not mistaken. So practically giving it away.
Yeah, I think it was $5.99, $6.49, something like that, like a dollar a beer. I mean, actually, funny thing here is I went on I found their website, and it's all in German, and I clicked on the wrong thing that I was under 16 and not over 16. But the age, I guess, in Germany is 16, you have to be to. So it, like, diverted me somewhere else, and I had to go back in and say, yes, I am over 16. actually, 3 times 16, more than that. But even though it's in German, and I can take away the ingredients, crystal clear water, it's crystal klares Wasser aus den Tiefen Kehen des Naturparks. So obviously probably a very good water source. Then I see Pilsner Malz, and I see Taurus, Hercules, Magnum, and Hallertau hops. So looks like a big smorgasbord of classic German hops, which exactly what it tastes like. And it is. It's very wonderful beer. I know Doug mentioned that this is in a brown bottle, which is key because a green bottle would likely have skunked the beer. Do it being light struck, but the brown bottle actually protects it, and it's actually really solid, really really nice carbonation. Lots of bubbles coming from the bottom to the top. Very lively, very effervescent, and a nice, healthy, creamy head. Hey, it's a fantastic beer. So far I'm really impressed with this one. I've never had it before now. So, Greg, let's get your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a quality, you know, summer beer. If it ever warms up around here, this would be a great one to sit out in the backyard and, you know, grill some meat on the barbecue and drink a few of these while you're waiting for it to cook to temp. And, yeah, I'm really enjoying this. This is a great beer.
It's got great flavor, classic German beer.
Perfect, yeah.
So yeah, one, I think one if you so were far. To put it up against some a little bit more well-known brands, I would say this is very similar to, say, Dab, Dortmunder Aktien beer, or even in very similar in a way to Pilsner or Kell. It has that sort of kind of distinct bitterness to it, and that beautiful clear gold color is just outstanding.
Yep, and that's
a nice grassy flavor to it. A little bit grassy, with maybe a little lemon in there as well.
Quite enjoyable, and I think a lot of craft beer, a lot of our craft beer friends I know in my circle, anything Pilsner or lager, that's not exciting. That's boring. And I earlier this evening had a Kolsch style ale that was, really, really tasty. I think sometimes the average craft beer drinker discounts these particular styles. And, it may not be your go-to beer all the time, but when you don't have them in a while and you go back and taste them, you're like, wow. These are, Greg, you mentioned how it would be nice on a hot day. I mean, it's a good full-flavored beer, but it's crushable.
Yes, indeed.
So I'm impressed. I'm really enjoying it. Is this probably a beer that I'm going to go out and it's not the style of beer that I'm going to go chase often, but I think it's got its place. And I'm really glad that we included it tonight because giving me kind of a newfound or maybe an old found appreciation for a style that I generally walk past on the shelf, maybe too often.
Well, and Aldi is a German company, and in Germany or in Europe, they're not really the discount store that they are here. They're actually a full price store. So it's interesting to sample some of the German and European products that they ship over to the U.S. via that store, and can actually find some great values on things, but you could also find some really gourmet items that you would never be able to find in another grocery store other than there. And this beer included. I think this is a Aldi-only distribution beer.
Well, they have a lot of clout. They have a lot of stores. They can get a really nice, probably lucrative contract with the brewery to provide, a certain amount of volume. It's a good deal for the brewery. They're guaranteed, a high volume, and they're able to probably get at a really reasonable price, and they pass that on to the consumer. All these different business model, they probably use a lower gross profit margin than most retailers, and it's a win-win for the consumer too. So I know that before I moved to Michigan, I really never shopped at Aldi, but now that I'm here, every time I go, I find more and more things that make sense for me to buy. So don't want to turn the show into a Aldi commercial, but hey, this is a good beer. So let's move on to something else. Greg, why don't you introduce us to the Pale Ale?
Sure. Well, we have Folded Mountain from let's see, who is this here? Folded Mountain from Custom Tap Brews out of New York, 5.3%, available year-round. Has a nice golden color to it, little bubbles coming up through the glass, not too effervescent. We'll take a smell to it. Smells a little bit of citrus hops to it, bready malts, give it a nice little taste. Light on the citrus, very crushable, just like the Pilsner before what we had. Very delicious, very good.
What do you think, Doug?
Well, I think this really comes in as almost a session beer in a way at about 5.2%, 5.3%, I think. But a very easy drinking beer. if somebody were just getting into craft beer, I would highly recommend something like this. It's got a very easy to drink quality to it. It's not over the top bitter as some pale ales are. Color wise, it runs certainly a lot, well, just a bit darker than that German Pilsner did. Great amount of carbonation, really nice malt and hop balance to it, so you can taste both. It's not thin in the body for this style. It's just, I think all around, it's a really a decent beer.
Yeah, it's not bad. I've had better pale ales, but this is certainly for the money a great value. It's got that nice color to it, nice and clear. You know, good head, good bubbles, very well constructed with good mouthfeel. I wonder how many IBUs this is. There's pretty good hop presence in this. I don't see a rating on it, but the IBUs.
Yeah, I didn't either. I don't. It's not over the top.
No, I'd probably say what, 40, 50 IBUs, maybe.
I was guessing probably in the 38 to 40 range, maybe.
Yep.
So like I said, not over the top. Just really a nice balanced pale ale.
A little bit of bitter.
Were we able to find anything out on this
bitter
on this
finish
itself?
Folded Mountain. Let's see. I couldn't find anything. I think a lot of these beers are, what, Rochester, New York? I think they might maybe be contract brewed for Aldi. Let's see. Folded Mountain. Let me see if we can find anything out. Okay, there is a website here. Let's see what it says. Yep, Folded Mountain. American Pale Ale, brewed in upstate New York. This commitment to excellence begins with a selection of only the choicest malt and hops. Folded Mountains is a full-bodied pale ale that is wonderfully balanced, finishes sweet and crisp. 5.3. Yeah, it doesn't really tell me a whole lot about it. There's no real... okay, it does say our beers, and then it says pale ale.
That's it. Yeah.
I really wouldn't be surprised if this isn't, if it's like a, you know, I don't want to say a fictitious brewery, but probably contract brewed for Aldi. I'm just guessing. I could be completely wrong on that. Here's something else. I don't want to spend a whole lot of time with. It says fresh hops with nutty maltiness, hints of raisins and caramel. Pairs well with grilled steak, fried chicken, burgers, and light desserts. That's on the Aldi website. I'm not sure I get any raisins and caramel. Maybe a little caramel.
Yeah, no.
I think that's
that might be.
I think that's a little over the top.
A little bit.
But yeah. So yeah, there's very little on this. I'm pretty sure Rochester, New York. I believe there's I think Genesee Brewing is up that way, and maybe FX Matt.
Yeah, this could come out of Genesee.
But, you know, I mean, hey, it is what it
if
is.
If any of our listeners know, please feel free to let us know.
Absolutely, yeah. Inquiring minds want to know. So we don't know much about the origin of it. We know where it's brewed. We don't know whether this is just like a kind of a private label created brand that's very likely. And, yeah, and that's what Aldi does. If you go into their store, you know, you go to the cereal aisle, you'll see instead of Fruity Pebbles, it'll say, you know, colored rocks or something.
Yeah, and I think the idea of the show is really not to get into all the, you know, specifics of every little detail on these beers, but just to point out what's there, what's available, and just have a little bit of fun with it. Just do something a little bit different and off the cuff.
Yep. And it's you know, these beers are $5.99, $6.99. So they're, you know, they are what they are. They're a solid value. So it's a value proposition. And they're $5.99 and $6.99 because they don't have a marketing budget. But they're, you know, they are what they are. So, yeah, I mean, if somebody came to a barbecue with a six-pack of this or a six-pack of Bud Light, I'd be jumping on this in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
Any other comments on Holden Mountain?
I'd get into it, too. I might call them out for bringing Aldi beers to the party, but I'd follow it up and say, I like Aldi beers. That's all right.
Well, we have a guy that comes to my homebrew club meeting, and he moved to this country from Northern Ireland and used to brew a lot because he said when he first moved here, there was no good beer. So he brewed his own, and now he hardly ever brews because he said there's so many great beers around. But he has actually brought some of these beers to our meetings. And, you know, we didn't know they were Aldi beers. And then, you know, after we tasted them all, he's like, oh, yeah, I can get that at Aldi for $5. And everybody's like, wow, you know. So, yeah, they're pretty solid beers for, you know, they're brewed to style, kind of no frills, but pretty decent.
Yeah.
All right. So I think it's IPA time.
All right.
Oh, let's see here. This is the only one of these that I have had before, and it was at Dugouts the day of our anniversary, that we recorded our anniversary episode. We kind of just had this as a spacer in between all some other exotic things when we were doing our Saturday episode. So I'm going to pour the Wild Range Brewing Company IPA India Pale Ale. Oh, nice color on this one. Yeah, like this looks like a real IPA here. Smells like it too. So I'm not seeing here. Brewed and bottled by World Brews, Rochester, New York. So another upstate New York beer. Really, really nice color in this. Very clear, very clear. Little bit of bubbles, pretty healthy head. Which is disappearing pretty quickly, but it's got a nice like an orangish hue, you know, dark gold orange, maybe almost a reddish orange flavor, but very very clear, very, you know, see right through it. Hoppy nose, but not knock you over hoppy. Yeah, this is it's actually. Got a very nice flavor to it. I'm getting definitely some citrus. Not too bitter. There's enough sweetness. It's balanced. Some sweetness, some malt, citrus. I'm getting a little caramel. And just a touch of bitterness on the finish, but just tastes like hop juice to me, which is what an IPA should be. Not a blow your face off, you know, 100 IBU one, but you know, solid, easy to drink. And then the label's really cool looking. It's got like this circus character looking guy on it, holding what, two I don't know, wolves, jackals, whatever they are. and it says once wild, always wild. So Wild Range Brewing Company. So I'll pass it along to someone else, just maybe a better description than I gave. I'm just kind of exploring this. Really like the color, really like the nose, and really a very easy to drink IPA. I think it would appeal to both your novice IPA drinker that, you know, maybe something a little bit more bitter would scare them off, but there's also enough hops in here to, you know, for hop heads. So... what do you think, Doug?
Well, I think the first sip I had off of this, I noticed a huge difference from the other two beers, and I thought, geez, what is it? What's the percentage on this? Because, boy, I could taste the difference on this one. Not necessarily a burn, but you know that it's got some juice to it. And I went looked on the side of the label. It's nearly 7%. This was the more expensive one of all of them. I think this one was running about $7 for the six-pack, maybe, closer to $8. But when I see the alcohol rating, it's getting close to a double IPA as far as the ABV goes. I think a clarity in looks, it's a beautiful beer. And I agree with your statement, and in the previous beer was the same way, where they're not over the top for – it's balanced in IPA terms, where that bitterness is there. You're getting some malt backbone, but you're also getting a little bit of a touch of alcohol burn in it. And it's probably a little more than I would desire. Maybe for my personal taste, would desire something a little hoppier. But as far as going to a value beer, I could say I've had a lot worse IPAs than this. And it sits somewhere in the middle of the pack for me. That being said, I mean, I would drink this again. I would buy it again. I think we all agreed on that when we had all sort of tasted it blind. I knew what we were drinking, but nobody else did. Consensus was this was a decent beer.
Greg, what about you? What do you think about this beer?
Well, I think you guys nailed it on the head. It's a well-balanced IPA. It's certainly not a pucker-upper, hits you with serious hops, and certainly finishes easy. And yeah, I mean it's a very nice IPA, and definitely would be worth the value. And it maybe passes me this along for a picnic or backyard barbecue, whatever. I definitely wouldn't turn it down. It's a very good beer.
This reminds me of trying to remember what beer I had from Lagunitas that's very similar to this. It's the one that's had copper in the name, I think. Does anybody know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I know what you mean. I know which one you mean.
Because it's really, it's like they got almost a reddish tint to it.
Yeah, and you get that little, my flavor, or my palate picks up just a little touch of the wininess from a little bit of dextrose used. I'm sure they use that to kick up the alcohol a little bit. It's pretty much used in most bigger volume IPAs today. So it's got a very current sort of flavor profile to it. It's not something that was an IPA from 10 or 15 years ago. I'd be interested to know exactly what hops are in it. I'm thinking, I don't know, I'd hate to guess on it, but I would be interested to know what they put in this.
I would agree, and I just looked on Lagunitas' website. It's the Rich Copper Ale with Censored. Rich Copper Ale. Yep. That's the one that this reminds me of. Not to hijack the show to Lagunitas, but that's a pretty good compliment when you're comparing anything to Lagunitas. It says this amber ale gets more of a cocoa toasty flavor from the use of chocolate malts, so maybe this isn't right, quite as in that direction. But certainly from an appearance and a similar ABV 6.7, this was 6.9. So yeah, I see a similar. I noted a similarity, but hey, yeah, this is a great beer for, $7 a six pack.
Can't beat it. Can't beat it at all.
8%. All right. You see, any more stories to tell before we move to the grand finale here? Any Aldi stories?
Well, just that, I discovered a lot of these beers when I was living on a budget. And, I can spend a little more on beer right now, but I still like to go back to some of these because I enjoyed them.
Yeah, and, look at my buddy Alex. He still buys these because he's determined that they're a great value. So, yeah, all these are very approachable, very easy to drink. As we said, not over the top. I guess that's what they should be. That's what Aldi should be.
Well, sure. I mean, if you're going to Aldi, you're not expecting to find some 100 IBU, 9.5% double IPA. I mean, that's just not what they do. And probably, it wouldn't be a place where you'd think to go to get that either. So, but on the flip side, you don't expect the beer to be as good as what we're tasting now from sort of what is considered to be a budget type of grocery store.
Yeah, I agree. I think what I'd like to do now is go to each beer nut and say, what was your favorite one today and why? So, Greg, we'll start with you.
Out of the four, I probably enjoyed the Belgian boot trend the most. You know, it was, to me, that was the most enjoyable beer. It had great flavor that I'm always looking for from a Belgian. And, you know, easy drinking. You certainly could, you know, pound a few of those without, you know, feeling the effects, much like you would with a real.
As far as an IPA goes, I think those sit in the middle of the pack of some of the things I really would. It's that good.
I agree with you, and you kind of stole my thunder because I was going to surprise everybody, but I think it's not even close to me. The beer I enjoyed the most was that Wernesgrüner, and it's also kind of opened my eyes up, you know, as somebody that always eschews a lager or a pilsner because, you know, I'm usually not into that style, but, you know, earlier this evening I was at a function where a Kolsch was served that impressed me, but nowhere near to this. This is a, like you said, I don't know if there's another pilsner that could, you know, this could stand up to just about any pilsner I've ever had in my life. I mean, it's really a wonderfully constructed beer and a great tasting beer. And it's a sessionable, you know, this is a really style that maybe I need to consider, you know, more often. I know there's like Victory Prima Pils. It gets a very high ratings as a pilsner. Maybe I need to pick one of those up and see what I've been missing. But yep, I my vote goes to Wernesgrüner, hands down, not even close. I think my least favorite one of these was the Pale Ale, Befolded Mountains. Not that I would kick any of these out of bed because they were all solid beers, but I think the probably Wild Range would be my second choice, followed by closely by the Boot Tread. Nothing wrong with Boot Tread. And the pale ale was just okay to me. That's behind the pack for me. But that's my hierarchy of what we've tasted tonight. So glad I have another Wernesgrüner left because I'm looking forward to having another one.
Well, and yeah, same. But plenty back at the store. But I often think, well, I think this may have a play in it too. Since Aldi does have their own distribution network for this, obviously, they're not, you know, it's an exclusive for them, that maybe they have a little bit better control of the age of it. But again, the quality comes in too. We bought this in brown bottles. It's a fully wrapped six pack, so the heads of the bottles aren't sticking out where they can be exposed to light. So when you get that and you open the bottle, I mean, that's you're ahead of the game there. And I'm guessing this is some pretty fresh stuff. It doesn't taste like it's been sitting around on a shelf for months and months and months, which could possibly be the case with a lot of imports in the area we live in. And I mean, this wasn't cold box or anything like that. It was just sitting out warm.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that. I saw the Best Buy date on the Boot Tread was 2/15/2018. I'm certain that the born-on date is probably 1 year out. So that means it was brewed 3/15/2017, which is only a month ago. You know, a little, well, 6 weeks. So that's pretty quick, especially from being overseas.
Well, and one thing I've noticed, at least to Aldi by my house, is that these beers move out. When I was there earlier in the week, they were sold out. All the beer was gone, except for a couple of six packs. And, you know, the IPA was gone. The pale ale was gone. So, you know, they're moving that stuff out. We're not the only ones that know about this stuff, obviously. But in the name of, or for the sake of our show, we enjoy getting the word out and talking about good beers so other people can enjoy good beer too. So it's highly, highly recommended to go into your Aldi and check some of this stuff out.
Amen. Yep. Yeah. Hey, these aren't the best world-class beers that we've ever reviewed on the show, but we're just trying to show people that, you know, you can find some hidden gems in low places. And you know what? You could save a lot of money and still get a great quality product. So and that goes for a lot of other Aldi products too. But as I said, I'm not going to make this an Aldi commercial. But
right, and that's just it. I mean, you're trying some new things, but it's not like you're trying new things on a $15 six pack that you might not like.
And we also said that you know, normally, you know, we're pretty generous. We usually, if we don't have anything nice to say, we don't say anything at all. But going into the night, I was fully prepared to, you know, critique these beers honestly. If they weren't good, they were going to get the kick in the pants. But I didn't have to do that. These, you know, these all stand on their own as quality products. So,
all right,
hats off to the management at Aldi.
And we've just got a message. We've got to kind of wrap this up.
Okay.
So, any final party comments?
Not me. Just wanted to welcome Greg again.
Welcome again, Greg.
Kind of a bizarre episode to start with. This is something a little different that we decided to do, but we're really happy to have you with us and look forward to having you on in the future. So welcome. Well, thanks, you are now dubbed a beer nut.
I appreciate it.
Blood
Thank
comes
you so
in
much.
The next episode.
That's great. Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, that about wraps it up for this edition of Beer Nuts. Thanks for joining us. Please check us out on Twitter and Untappd, especially. And as they say in old Mexico City, AMF.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.